أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعاشروهن بالمعروف. In the previous ayat, in fact the same ayat, part of the ayat that went before, Allah Ta'ala corrected many wrong practices that were in vogue, that were common before the days of Islam, in the pagan days of the Arabs, where if your son would inherit his stepmother, if he wished to, he would marry her and not pay her any mehr also. Or he married her to anyone else and he collected the mehr. Or if she was a rich woman, he should not allow her to marry anyone, so that when she dies, then he can collect the inheritance, the full inheritance. All that wrong practices were abolished. Now completely opposite to that, on the other hand, Allah gave great instructions of how women must be treated. In the short little part of the ayat, Allah says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ or guzran karo aurton ke saath achhi tarah, and love with the woman in a good way, that is, with your wives, treat them well. Ulama have written on this, فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ. In this ayat, there is teaching that you must show ihsan, kindness and favors to your wives. There are three stages in a relationship with somebody. One is, they do good to you, you do good to them. That is adl, fairness. They do wrong to you, you do wrong to them. That is adl, fairness. The other is, they do good to you and you do bad to them. Or they don't harm you in any way, but you treat them in a bad way. That is zulam, oppression. And then the third is, they treat you bad, but you treat them good. That is ihsan. That no matter how they treat you, they don't fulfill your rights, but you treat them well. That is ihsan. That ta'aleem Allah has given with regard to the wives, even if they don't fulfill our rights. Even if they treat us badly, we are commanded that we must treat them well. Doesn't mean, in fact, it has been said that akhlaq, character, a person learns from those who haven't got akhlaq. When others are bad to us, we are good to them. That is what is called akhlaq. Otherwise, if somebody is good to us, we are also good to them. That everyone does, even non-Muslims. But when somebody does bad to us and we do good to them, that is what is required. So the first teaching is fihi ta'limun ihsan ila nisa wa rifq bihinna, and to treat them with a soft and kind nature, not to be hard and harsh on them. And that is not only in the first week of marriage, but the whole marriage, to treat them with kindness and with softness. We should understand that, as Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, when a girl gets married, and if still she's a young girl, like 15, 16 years, she's still very playful, playing with her brothers and sisters, and from that, and she's all the time with them. And many times in that age, she hardly thinks of marriage still. She's just like a little girl herself. And then you marry her and you take her out from her environment. It is like taking out silk from thorns, where there are thorns, and how you pull out silk from there. Like that, she was so interwoven with her brothers, sisters, with her homely life, and you married her and you took her out from all that. Now she has come into a strange environment by her in-laws. And now if you treat her badly, how terrible the effect will be of her, on her. She was living a carefree life with her siblings, and now you took her out from there and you treat her badly. You should treat her kindly. So فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقَ بِهِنَّ. And you should treat her so in a soft and kind nature. That is the worst of a man, the worst akhlaq a person has got, when he's harsh and rude and hard on his wife. Many a person who doesn't make much ibadat, In fact, some people who don't even do the basic ibadat, but because of treating their wives in a good way, they have great darajat by Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, many who are outwardly very pious and very learned also, but they treat their wives in a bad way, then they suffer the consequences by Allah Ta'ala. So the first is fihi ta'limul ihsan ila nisa wa rifq bihinna. And the third was sabr ala a'wajihin, to make sabr on all the crookedness. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that your wife was created from your crooked rib bone. You supplied the raw material which was crooked. So when the raw material was crooked, you can't expect the product that is produced to be straight. If a woman is straight, then there is something wrong. When she is crooked, that's natural. She has been made from the crooked rib. So she is going to be crooked. And in the hadith it comes that if you want to straighten that crooked rib, you won't be able to straighten it, you'll break it. That is talaq will take place. So don't do that. Live with her as she is crooked. As you all her wrong things she would do, accept it and tolerate it. Try to correct her as much as you can, but understand that by nature she is going to be crooked and she is going to be having lot of weaknesses. So make sabr on that. And the reward of sabr is by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah declares, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Those who make sabr, Allah is with those people. Also Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنًا. We have made all of you, some, a test for the others. So the wife is a test for us to see whether we pass the test of being able to look after those who are under us or not. If she was very good, very kind, and very a perfect wife, then there is no test for her. The test is when she does all her wrong things, and she, all her weaknesses show up, then we are tested. And Allah says, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. On all that will you make sabr? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And Allah is watching you all the time what you do. Allah has put her as a test. She will have her weaknesses. And in that you are tested to see how you are going to treat her. And Allah is commanding you to tolerate her. And Allah is watching you to see how you will be, how you'll fare in your exam. So in this very short verse, but a very great lesson is taught, and if a man can do this, this is also enough a da'wah for Islam. If the people of the world see how well Muslim men treat their wives, all the people of the world will want to become like them. But very sadly, that we treat our wives in a very bad way, and most of the complaints come from the learned people, how they treat their wives. Outside, people respect and honor them. They expect the same treatment at home. When they don't get it, then they can't tolerate it. And they become very harsh and rude and hard on their wives. That is very, very unfair. The man goes out of the house, mixes with his friends and everyone. The wife normally is just in the house. And that also we don't treat her well. Where must she go and make her heart happy with? We go and talk with friends, we go outside, and we go for Jamaat Namaz, we meet other people, we talk and make ourselves happy. But by whom must she make her heart happy? We keep her as a prisoner, and we ill-treat her. That is the height of being, having a very hard heart, and being very unkind and being cruel. So we should treat our wives in a very kind and in a good way. May Allah give us all tawfiq to learn our deen, and more important, to practice it. And more important than that Allah accepts it from us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.